Thank you so much, Mark, and it's great to be back with you. Send her victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us, God save the Queen. Despite calls for it to be updated or replaced in recent years, the national anthem has of course been sung countless times over the decades at everything from sporting events to national ceremonies. And probably like me, you watch the Queen's speech at Christmas, and of course you'll be familiar with hearing it at least once, if not many times a year. According to Wikipedia, no one is absolutely sure where and when it originated from or who wrote it, though the first published version of the tune came in 1744. But the melody may go back far earlier to a combination of an early plain song melody with an early dance rhythm. Well, there you go. In 2002, for the Queen's Golden Jubilee, Brian May, you'll remember, played it on the roof of Buckingham Palace at high volume from his red special electric guitar, which was an idea that he had. He was invited to do it in the corridors of Buckingham Palace, but he asked if he could go on the roof. He called it the most incredible, energising moment, but terrifying. And he is set to do it again next week. I can't wait. Well, these are all interesting facts about the national anthem, but it's easy to miss something very obvious. And that is that the national anthem is actually a prayer. It's a prayer in which we ask God to save the Queen. In other words, that she will know the rescue that only God, only Jesus can provide. And one of the lines that we sing, "Long to reign over us," is a prayer which God certainly has answered, as our 96-year-old monarch now hits 70 years since her coronation. At Christchurch Huntingdon, we'll be giving thanks to God for answering this prayer at a special service at Stukeley Meadows a week on Sunday. You'd be most welcome to join us if you're not involved elsewhere, either in person at Stukeley Meadows School or on YouTube. But whether you're a keen royalist or not, I hope we'll all be able to thank God for a monarch who, like the Lord Jesus Christ, who she follows, has been a servant leader. Queen Victoria was once asked what she would do if she met Jesus Christ. And she said, and I think the current Queen would concur with this, she said, "I would take off my crown and lay it at his feet." Well, have a great day, and mind how you go.